Pocket differences across jungle substyles in Ableton Live. Advanced level, let's go. Today we're not talking about swing like a single knob that makes things funky. We're talking about pocket, which is the relationship between layers, kick, main snare, hats, ghost notes, the break's internal syncopation, and even where the bass speaks. Jungle substyles can use the exact same iconic break sources, like MN style material, and still feel totally different, because the pocket is different. The big mindset for this lesson is, change the feel without changing the sounds. If you can make four distinct substyles using basically the same drum content, you've actually learned pocket. If you need a new snare every time, you're kind of EQing your way out of a rhythm problem. Alright, set the tempo to 170 BPM. Set your clip grid to 1/16, but remember, we're going off-grid on purpose. Create three tracks, a break layer track, a one-shot layer track and a drum rock, and a bass track using operator or wavetable. Add two returns, a small room reverb, and a short slap delay. Keep both subtle, because long tails blur timing and pocket is all about timing being readable. Before we do anything fancy, a coaching check. Mute everything except kick and snare. Those are your anchors. In jungle, the main snare transient on 2 and 4 is basically the psychological downbeat of the dance floor. If kick and snare feel solid by themselves, you can get wild with hats and ghosts and still keep it danceable. Step 1. Build a neutral reference grid pattern on your one-shot layer. Load a tight kick, a tight snare, a closed hat, an open hat or a ride, and a ghost snare that's basically a lighter snare. Program a clean two-step foundation over two bars. Kick on bar 1, beat 1, and beat 3. Optionally, add a little extra kick near the end of the bar for drive. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Closed hat straight on 8th notes or 16th notes, but keep it simple for now. This is your before picture. If you want a quick, controlled chain, a touch of saturator, like 2 to 4 dB of drive, then glue compressor doing maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Don't overpolish. We're here to hear timing differences, not to master a track. Step 2. Add a break layer that can be repocketed. Drop an amen type break into simpler and slice mode. Slice by 16th notes if you want it predictable, or by transient if the sample is super clean. Enable warp. Beats mode is fine to start. Here's the key. Don't let the break take over yet. Program only a few iconic slices under the one shots. A little hat texture for shuffle, a little ghosty pre-snare moment, a little snare tail grit. Think of the break as pocket glue, not the entire identity of the drums. Yet. Now step 3. Build what I call a pocket switchboard. This is how you stop guessing and start A/B testing like a scientist. We're going to use three tools, and each has a different job. First, groove pool. That's your global feel, especially for hats and ghosts. Second, track delay. That's your macro pocket move in milliseconds. Third, manual nudging of notes. That's surgical. That's where the magic is, but only after you know what you're aiming for. Open groove pool. Grab a couple grooves, a swing 16 groove in the 55 to 65 range, and if you've got it, an MPC style 16 swing. Apply the groove to hats and ghost notes first. Try to leave the main snare mostly straight. That rule alone will keep your jungle from turning into drunken funk by accident. For groove parameters, start conservative. Timing around 20 to 40%. Velocity around 10 to 25%. Random at 0 to maybe 8% max. And honestly, lower is better. Random is not pocket. Random is chaos with a nice user interface. And keep the groove uncommitted while you audition. Commit it only when you're sure, because you're going to want to tweak. Now track delay. Show track delays in Ableton's mixer section. At 170 BPM, here's a useful mental map. 1 to 4 milliseconds is polish and glue. 5 to 10 milliseconds is a clearly felt pocket shift that's still controlled. 11 to 20 is special effect territory, usually safe on tops, risky on snares. Over 20 milliseconds, and you're basically flirting with a flam unless you truly mean it. Set some starter values, just to create contrast. Try the break layer at plus 6 milliseconds for a slightly late, heavier feel. Try your hat lane at plus 4 milliseconds. Try ghost snares at minus 3 milliseconds, slightly early, for urgency. That combination, late tops plus early ghosts, is a modern roller trick. You can get a loop that feels heavy and forward at the same time. One more advanced coach tool before we start making variants. The mono transient test. Pocket mistakes hide in stereo width. So put a utility at the end of your drum bus, set width to 0%, and listen. If everything suddenly gets tighter in mono, you weren't hearing vibe, you were hearing uncontrolled flams between layers. Fix alignment first, then reintroduce intentional push-pull. Now step 4, we're going to program 4 substyle pockets using the same content. Duplicate your 2-bar clip 4 times and label them tight steppy, ragus kink, rush day men, modern roller. And this is important, try not to change the sample choices between these. Change timing, groove amount, and velocities. That's the whole point. Pocket 1. Tight, steppy, tech step DNA. The goal is crisp and controlled, almost mechanical, but still alive because of ghosts. Keep the main snare exactly on 2 and 4. No nudge. Keep kicks mostly long grid. Avoid late kicks here. Late kicks will feel lazy, not steppy. Hats get only a light swing. Groove timing may be 10 to 20%. Ghost notes are fewer, quieter, and tighter. Put a ghost snare just before each main snare, and keep velocities low. Something like 20 to 50. Then nudge those ghost notes slightly early, minus 2 to minus 5 milliseconds. That early ghost is like a tiny inhale before the snare hits. Teacher note, if your tight pocket still feels stiff, don't immediately add swing. Try velocity phrasing first. Even consistent 16th hats can groove if the accents speak in a repeating pattern. A nice Ableton move here is auto filter on hats with a subtle envelope. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, fast decay, tiny envelope amount. It adds bite without messing with timing. Pocket 2, raga or skank shuffle. The goal is offbeat swagger. The snare still anchors, but the hats and break feel like they're dancing around it. Push the swing harder on hats and percussion. Groove timing around 35 to 55%. Groove velocity 15 to 30%. Add an offbeat open hat or ride on the upbeat spots. And here's the key. Nudge it late, plus 6 to plus 12 milliseconds. Late offbeat hats create that laid swagger. Bring the break layer up 2 to 4 dB. Let the break's internal hat shuffle lead the pocket. This is a classic two-leader approach. One-shot snare stays the anchor, while the break hats become the shuffle leader. If you try to make your MIDI hats and your break hats both lead, they'll fight each other. Usually pick one leader and let the other support. Add a ghost snare pickup just before the main snare. Very close. If you're working your 32nd note resolution, place it as a pre-hit and nudge it slightly early, like minus 5 milliseconds. That little pickup is the hey, before the snare. Device move. Put drum bus on the break layer. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15. Add a touch of transience for a snap. If you use boom, keep it controlled. Too much and it'll smear the pocket. Pocket 3. Rushed amen, old school urgency. The goal is that anxious forward pull, like the break is dragging you into the next beat. Keep the main snare basically on grid, or barely early if you really know what you're doing. The rush comes from the supporting hits. Nudge hats and ghost snares earlier. Minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds is the zone. Reduce swing. Groove timing may be 10 to 25%. Random very low, 0 to 4%. And here's the signature move. Make the break layer slightly ahead. Set break layer track delay to minus 6 milliseconds. Extra trick. A controlled flam into the snare. Duplicate a quiet snare hit 10 to 20 milliseconds before the main snare. Low velocity. High pass it if needed so it's mostly snap. This creates urgency without moving the anchor snare. For texture, a tiny bit of redux on the break can add that old school edge. Keep it subtle. Alternatively, erosion on hats at a small amount can give gritty urgency, but watch harshness. Pocket 4. Modern roller. The goal is weight. The anchors are solid. The tops are laid back, and the ghost activity pulls momentum forward. Keep kick and main snare nearly on grid. Push hats late. Closed hats plus 6 to plus 15 milliseconds. Shakers or top loops can go even later, plus 10 to plus 20. Cull ghost snares early, minus 5 to minus 10 milliseconds. Use moderate swing but not skank levels. Groove timing 20 to 40%, mostly on hats only. Now the bass interlock matters a lot here. Put bass notes after the kick but before the snare, like little stabs that answer the drums. For example, place bass hits a bit after the downbeat, and again before the snare, repeating that relationship in the second half of the bar. If the bass feels too eager, nudge it slightly late, like plus 5 milliseconds. And remember, bass pocket is not just MIDI timing, it's also attack time. A faster attack feels earlier. A slightly slower attack feels heavier and behind the beat. Map bass attack to a macro and make 2 presets. Rush and wait. A solid bass chain for this. Operator into saturator with soft clip on. Then glue compressor sidechain from the kick doing 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ to control low end and remove mod. Now step 5. Use pocket as an arrangement lever. A powerful 16 bar idea it is. First 4 bars. Tight steppy, like an intro that's locked. Next 4. Raga Shuffle emerges. Next 4. Modern Roller for the drop weight. Last 4. Rushed A-Man Energy Spike, like peak intensity. To sell transitions, do a break only fill for one bar, mute one shots and let the break speak. That break reveal is classic jungle drama. You can also automate groove timing upward into the drop, or automate the break track delay from 0 to plus 8 milliseconds for a heavier landing. A quick list of common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't move the main snare around too much. You can, but it's advanced, and it's easy to lose the dancer. Don't randomize and call it pocket. Don't swing everything equally. You need hierarchy. Anchors, then tops, then ghosts, then textures. Don't ignore velocity. Pocket is timing plus dynamics. If ghosts are too loud, they're not ghosts, they're clutter. And be careful layering multiple breaks with different internal swings. That can smear your groove fast unless you time align transients or choose one clear leader. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice drill that will level you up quickly. Make one 2-bar drum clip. Duplicate it 3 to 5 times. In each version, you are only allowed to change track delay, groove choice and amount, velocities and ghost placement. No adding notes. No removing notes if you want the extra challenge. Bounce each version to audio, label them, and then blind test yourself. Solo one at random and guess the pocket. If two feel too similar, exaggerate one single dimension. Push tops later, pull ghosts earlier, or deepen swing. Make the contrast obvious on purpose. That's how your ear learns the categories. Final recap. Pocket differences across jungle substyles come from timing hierarchy. Kick and main snare anchor, hats and tops lean later swing. Ghosts pull early for momentum, and the break provides internal micro swing that can either lead or glue. In Ableton, build a pocket lab, groove pool for global feel, track delay for macro shifts, manual nudges for surgical control. This audio version is shortened for playback.